This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as promised, man, I'm joined on the line by a queen herself who is known to fuse spirituality into her music. Now, every song that she hops on is bound to leave you feeling touched and take you on a journey, right? I mean, when you see her name on a song, trust and believe, you know it's a hit. Without a doubt, Adventure Family, help me welcome on the line Nobuhle. Good afternoon, Nobuhle.
Hi, afternoon, everybody.
How you doing, Nobuhle?
I'm good. I'm very tired, but it's the way of life. How are you doing?
No, I'm great. I'm so blessed. And I'm appreciating the fact that you took, you know, your time to come and join us on the show. We really do appreciate your time.
Of course. Anytime, guys. I'm in between shopping, but I will make time for you.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for that. Now, I mean, Nobuhle, you have done, you know, some stellar work. I mean, over the years, some incredible, you have worked with some incredible artists, but let's take it a bit back. You know, you have, you know, studied music and drama. When did it hit you, you know, that music is definitely your calling?
I think it really just hit me in high school when I started singing at assembly, just seeing myself standing there in front of like a lot of learners and just being like not ashamed to go in there and just sing by myself. It was something that no one has ever done before in the history of my high school. And the moment I step out on it, my teachers were like, oh no, we see something here, because if there's anyone who knows you better is the teacher, because they spend more time with us. So it's their impact to me as a kid, for them to like, oh, I think we see something here, you need to explore with this a little bit more. So I think their impact into seeing something within myself really helped and shaped that decision of me saying, okay, I think I need to go and study, because I'm not sure what I'm going to do here. How am I going to survive? How am I supposed to make it work?
Yeah.
So that's why I went to school. And then, yeah.
Inspiring. Wow, amazing. Now, I mean, if you were, you know, to ask anyone, you know, trying to get into the industry, they will tell you how hard, of course, it is, you know, to go mainstream. Now, Nobuhle, how did you land your first big feature? Do you remember how you felt then?
it was a lot. But I think social media really just helped a lot, because I think I remember before I went to Johannesburg, I was taking Sandel musician because of how much I like his stuff, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And then one of the days he just decided to text me, because I was doing that consistently as well. Let me just like be stronger on consistency as So I think he just thought, okay, I really deserve a shot, because I have been just consistently also just pushing on my side. So he knew that if he gave me his time, obviously there was someone who was willing to do what it takes to actually make it into the mainstream. So he gave me a chance. We did Never Never. That was one of the songs that launched me into the entertainment.
All right, all right. You know what I love? You know what I love so much is that, and I mentioned it before, you know, that your songs take, they take one on a journey. But I want to find out from you, you know, being so talented, where do you draw the inspiration, you know, of your songwriting and lyrical content?
I don't know. I feel like I'm coming from a like a highly spiritual family. I've said this before, that even Never Never was, you know, sort of like inspired by my late grandmother as well. I think I would be lying to you if I said there's some way where I'm like, okay, I take this from here. I think it lives inside of me. It lives in my bloodline. And my only job here and my only job only is to share that with the world and share that completely, effortlessly so as well. I think over the years I've been writing music, everything I've said in every song, every lyric has really just been about where I come from, my bloodline, my family. But also working with other people also has really helped me to know, okay, this is what we do here, this is what we do not do here as a young woman as well. I don't know, I feel like God, my ancestors, my family really plays a huge role into who I am as a writer.
Yeah, that's so, so amazing. And I mean, speaking of the people, you know, that advise and you have worked with, you have worked alongside, you know, some of South Africa's greats. Are there maybe still artists or producers that you still have your eyes on to say, yo, I can't wait to drop something with this one?
Ah, yeah, definitely. I haven't worked with Candice Amazwai. I haven't worked with Sintuwetan. I haven't worked with Mfaki. I haven't worked with Anusagu. I love, like, songwriters and singers, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But in terms of producers, I haven't worked with Kevin Normal. I would love to see how that turns out. I know the world would like it too.
We are ready, so, my sister, we are ready.
So maybe one of the days we'll meet and we'll try something, who knows?
All right. Now, do you have a new song with the King of Piano himself? I'm talking about Gabzetta Small. Tell us about the song. Umusa. Well, like, if someone was to hear the song for the very first time, what would you like that listener to take from that song?
I think it's the same thing that me and Gabs have done. We want people to feel spiritually elevated and to be taken in a different dimension. And if anyone has a heavy heart, they need to know that I see you, I feel you, I'm with you. And I think if I didn't do that as a writer and if you didn't do that as a producer, none of it will make sense at all.
Wow.
So I want you guys to listen to it and really just feel spiritually elevated and you're ready to go back to your life because we are here for a purpose and that purpose must be discovered so we can live our life to the fullest.
Oh, wow.
So
amen.
You know?
I'm inspired. Amen. Amen on that, man.
Thank you. Amen.
So, the last time you gave us a body of work, Nobutle, this was 2022, if I'm not getting it.
Yes, 2022.
So are we still getting, you know, another body of work or are we releasing more singles? What is the year looking like?
Oh, the year is looking like me in studio recording a new brand album.
Oh, yes.
That is set to drop early next year. It's titled Imvula Rebirth. Which features Gabs the Small, Josiah the Disciple, Oski, Donkosazana, Young Stana, Murumba, Pete. It's gonna be a mess. I'm in studio right now, traveling in between Johannesburg and all of the provinces, just setting inspiration and collaborating with one of the best. I'm so excited for it, guys. Extremely. It's gonna be a movie.
No, it's definitely a movie. Oh, now, because I'm already excited. Those features that you just dropped, what? Now it's gonna be something crazy. No, but before I let you go,
I know,
what would you like to say, you know, to your fans that are tuned in right now?
Give young black females a chance. Let us sing, let us love ourselves, give us a chance to grow in what we do, love us. Give us space and time to make mistakes and grow. I hope if you listen to me, you really just see a person who's capable of so much more. Give us time to sing in our stories, to dance in our tunes, to love who we are, to love our stories. That is all. Thank you.
Nobuse, thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited because I'm about to drop Umusa right now, right? So thank you so much. Do have yourself a fantastic... I cannot wait for that album. I think when you drop that album, you need to come to studio. I need to sit here with you and we need to have this conversation.
Guys, it's been long overdue. You know what I'm trying to say?
100%.
It's been way long overdue. I'm telling you.
So I'm going to hold you. You need to promise me that you'll definitely come through and visit us right here.
I am making a promise in the whole South Africa right now. That the moment I'm making plans to drop this album, you must speak to my PR. I will be making it to your studio, guys.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for your time, Nobutle. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Yes, and that's how we wrap it up there with Nobutle.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.